Still blowing smoke. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know many of you dislike advertising, but at least most ads try to maintain your interest. Not this ad.
A federal court has ordered Laura Lard, Altria, Philip Morris USA, and R.J. Reynolds Tobacco to make this statement.
This, you see, is a corrective ad. It was back in 2006 that a federal court ordered the tobacco industry to pay for a year's worth of corrective advertising to make up for all the wildly misleading advertising that for so many years enticed smokers to pick up one of life's deadliest habits. Well, the tobacco companies knew what they had to do, make sure no one would listen. So the ad campaign you'll be hearing in the coming months represents 11 years worth of lawyers giving boredom injections.
Many smokers switch to low-tar and light cigarettes because they think low-tar and light cigarettes are less harmful. They are not.
It's worse than a test of the emergency broadcast system, which at least has an alert tone. Actually, I think I detected her eyes blinking a message there. Let me see if I allow any inflection in my voice, they are threatening to kill my dog.
All cigarettes cause cancer, lung disease, heart attacks, and premature death.
This is brutal. I got to punch this up. So you're saying that even light cigarettes can hurt me?
Lights, low tar, ultralights, and naturals.
Even naturals can hurt me, boring lady? Surely there must be some safe cigarette.
There is no safe cigarette.
The poor tobacco companies. If only they'd sold marijuana. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.